Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th and the whole week ahead. I love this Moon and Venus thing that's going on around you today because it's full of love and it's full of affection and it's full of, well, happiness. And that's what you should concentrate on today. Being with people who make you happy and doing things that make you happy. It's one of those smiley days and that's what you should be doing before the midnight bell chimes. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, with the Moon in Aries, that's great for you as a Sagittarian. It's extremely creative and enables you to open up lots of areas of creativity. Great to travel as well. If there's a problem and if there's a drama, it will come through finance and money. Remembering the old adage that the best things in life are free, that's precisely what you should be remembering now. Don't spend too much. It won't make you happy in the long run, but good people will. And here's your Monday stars. Difficult aspect between Venus and Neptune. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the 7th square, Neptune in the 4th. You cannot believe all you hear. And you cannot believe necessarily what you say. You say things because of the magic of the moment, because the temperature and the ambience and the atmosphere is right. If you speak words of love or anything to do with money, make sure you can back it up and you really mean it. Here's your Tuesday stars. The deliciousness of Venus and Jupiter, two fabulous planets working well together, is in stark contrast to yesterday. This is optimistic, it's positive in so many ways. What's it good for? Well, it's good for mixing with people, joining in with a club or a collective pursuit. It's perfect for travel and it's great for actually realizing a love match. A person of your dreams could easily come into your life now. Here's your Wednesday stars. When you put Mercury, trine, Saturn together, what you've got now is a chance to think things through carefully. You can think things through without in any way being deluded or kidded, led on by others. You have the ability to look into a situation now and find out the facts and the truth. And by doing that, whatever you decide to do will be watertight. And here's your Thursday stars. Magnificent Mars moves into Leo, a fellow fire sign like you. This is delicious. Now check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's Mars in your 9th house, Leo. This begins a new 2-year period of luck and opportunity. It's particularly good if you are pursuing something with an international connection or connotation. And if you want to learn something very quickly and get yourself some knowledge that gives you qualifications, think about it over the next 6 to 8 weeks. And here's your Friday stars. The Sun squares Uranus today, and the danger with this aspect is doing things impetuously and all of a sudden. Either you could be easily led by other people, or you just fool yourself that everything's fine and I just want to get what it is that I want. The problem is by acting rashly or recklessly, you won't get what you want, and in fact you'll just get a load of trouble to come. Stay cool. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.